Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl by Jesse Andrews. Hello, who is this? Said Rachel's mom over the phone. She sounded aggressive and was kind of barking like a dog. This was standard behavior for Mrs. Kushner. Hi, this is Greg, I said. Then, for some reason, instead of asking for Rachel's number, I said, how are you doing? Greg, oozed Mrs. Kushner. I'm fine. Boom. In an instant, her tone had changed completely. This was a side of her I had never seen, nor had I ever hoped to see. That's great, I said. Greg, how are you? She was now using a voice that women usually reserve for cats. Good, I said. And how's school? Just trying to get it over with, I said. Then immediately realized what a colossally stupid thing that was to say to someone whose daughter had cancer, and I almost hung up. But then she said, Greg, you are so funny. You've always been such a funny kid. It sounded like she meant it, but she wasn't laughing at all. This was getting even weirder than I had feared. I was calling to maybe get Rachel's number, I said. She would love to hear from you. Yep, I agreed. She's in her room right now, just waiting around. I had no idea what to make of that sentence. In her room, just waiting around. Waiting for me? Or for death? My God, that's bleak. I tried to put a positive spin on it. Living it up, I said. This was the second brain-punchingly insensitive thing I had said in about 30 seconds. And again, I considered closing my cell phone and eating it. But, Greg, you have such a good sense of humor, Mrs. Kushner informed me. Never let them take that away from you, all right? Always keep your sense of humor. Them? I said, alarmed. People, Mrs. Kushner said. The whole world. Huh? The world tries to just beat you down, Greg, announced Mrs. Kushner. They just want to crush the life out of you. I had no response to this, and then she said, I don't even know what I'm saying. Mrs. Kushner had lost it. It was time to ride the wave or drown in a sea of crazy. Hallelujah, I said. Preach. Preach, she crowed. She actually cackled. Greg. Mrs. Kushner. You can call me Denise, she said terrifyingly. Awesome, I said. Here's Rachel's number, said Denise, and gave it to me. And thank God that was that. It almost made me relieved to talk to my sort of, kind of, not really, ex-girlfriend about her imminent death. Hi, this is Rachel. Hey, this is Greg. Hi. Yo. I called the doctor, and he said you needed a prescription of Gregasil. What's that? That's me. Oh. In a convenient gel tab form. Oh. Yeah. So, I guess you heard that I'm sick? Yeah. Did my mom tell you? My mom told me. Oh. So, What? What were you going to say? Greg, what? Well, I was calling to see if you wanted to hang out. Right now? Sure. No, thanks. You don't want to hang out? No. Thanks anyway. Well, maybe later then. Maybe later. Okay. Bye. Bye. I hung up, feeling like the biggest douchebag in the world. Somehow, the conversation was 100% what I was expecting, yet I still managed to be blindsided by it. By the way, this kind of awkward fiasco was always what happened when Mom tried to get involved in my social life. Let me point out here that it's acceptable for moms to try to run their kids' social lives when the kids are in kindergarten or whatever. But I have a mom who didn't stop scheduling playdates for me until I reached the 9th grade, The worst part of that was that the only other 12 and 13-year-olds whose mom scheduled their playdates were kids with mild to serious developmental disorders. I'm not going to go into detail about that, but let's just say it was emotionally scarring, and is possibly a reason I spend so much time freaking out and pretending to be dead.